Hi everyone, welcome to Toidi Mecha Parsha with OU Women's Initiative. Today we're up to Parsha Acharimot. Parsha Acharimot is a very significant Parsha in Sefer Vayikra. It's the center of the Sefer and it contains within it the climax of the first half of the Sefer and the beginning of the second half of the Sefer. According to Rav David Tzvi Hoffman that we spoke about, the Sefer Vayikra is about Kedusha. The first half is about Kedusha to Mishkan, which we said is about coming close to Hashem first in the Mishkan and that intense relationship that we create with Him over there. And the first half of the Sefer contains within it all of the laws of the Karbanot, then the Chanukah to Mishkan, and then the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. And now, at the end of the first half of Sefer Vayikra, the opening of Parsha Acharimot is about the laws of Yom Kippurim, which is actually the climax because it's about the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim in the Kodesh Kodashim. And so it contains within it the height of Kedushat Adam, the Kohen Gadol, and the height of Kedushat Zman. Yom Kippurim is the height, the holiest day of the year, in the holiest place of the world, the Kodesh Kodashim, the height of Kedushat Makom. And so it's all three wrapped up into those 25 hours. And so it's the climax of the first half. Parshat Acharim continues with kind of a hashlama to that Kedusha, insulating the Kedusha, the about Shchut Techut, about not shechting and eating Karbano outside of the Mishkan. And then after that, we move into Perek Yidchat, which is the opening of the second half of the Sefer. How do we know it's a new half? There's wording over here in the opening of Perek Yidchat, which we haven't found until now. The Perek begins speaking about the Chukim HaMishpatim that the Torah is going to give us now. And those words haven't appeared until now. And it keeps repeating that same phrase, the Chukim HaMishpatim, Chukotai HaMishpatai. And that phrase comes up over here at the opening of Perek Yidchat, and then it comes up again at the end of the Sefer, meaning this is a new half to the Sefer. Something about the second half of the Sefer is going to be different. We're getting into the Chukim HaMishpatim. And so Rav David Tzvi Hoffman points out that the second half of the Sefer is really not in the Mishkan anymore. The first half of the Sefer is about coming close to Hashem in the Mishkan. The second half of the Sefer is about coming close to Hashem outside of the Mishkan, all of the laws outside. And the second half of the Sefer is divided into three sections. It begins about with the laws of Kedushat Adam, how to make a person holy, starting with the Arayu and then continuing in Parsha Kedushim with the laws of Bin Adam the Chavira, all of the mitzvah and the most condensed place of laws Bin Adam the Chavira are contained over there in Perek Yitam Parsha Kedushim. Then the Torah segues into the laws of the Mawadim, and that's Kedushat Zman. And then finally it ends with Kedushat Makom, the laws of Shemitah and Yovel. And so the second half of the Sefer is about bringing the Kedusha, not just to keep it in the Mishkan, but to bring it into our life outside of the Mishkan, that it should transform us, number one, as people, it should affect our relationships, who we are, how we treat our family members, our friends, our neighbors, how it affects our time, Kedushat Zman, and finally, how it affects our place and space. And so the second half of the Sefer, Rabbi Menachem Leibtai points out that the second half of the Sefer is also introduced with a phrase that is going to be repeated over 50 times in the second half. In these opening psukim, the first five psukim in Perek Yidchat, the phrase Ani Hashem and Ani Hashem Elokechem is also repeated many times, and that phrase comes up so many times in the second half of the Sefer. Why is that? We get it. Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I'm Hashem your God. Why does the Torah have to repeat that so many times? And so the message, and this I think is one of the most critical messages that Sefer Vayikra has to offer us, is that it's anti-intuitive. We would have thought that the relationship that we created with Hashem in the first half of the Sefer Kedushat HaMishkan, that maybe that's where we find Hashem, that's a place of ultimate closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Sefer Vayikra comes to teach us actually the exact opposite, that a person, when they're successfully able to bring that relationship with Hashem, and it affects not just their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it transforms them as a person into how they relate now to other people, into how their time looks, into what their place and spaces look like, then that relationship with Hashem is actually much greater outside of the Mishkan than in the Mishkan. A person meets Hashem to a much greater degree, in a much higher level, outside of the Mishkan than in the Mishkan, and they're successfully able to bring that Kedusha into who they are as people and into their time and place. And so let us begin now the second half of the Sefer, starting with Perek Yedchet. The Torah begins in Perek Yedchet with the laws of Arayot. The laws of Arayot are actually divided into two halves. It begins with all of the prohibitions of a man who they are not allowed to be with, first the family members that are prohibited to them, and then it gets into all of the relationships that are not family members that are prohibited to them. So we have a few questions. Number one, why would we begin the second half of the Sefer, which is the higher half actually, with such a negative topic? It's such a long, almost never-ending list of forbidden relationships. It's such a downer. Why do we start in such a negative way? And then also, how do we understand the Arayot? The opening of Perek Yedchet introduces these psukim with the phrase that these are my chukim and my mishpatim. These are my laws, these are my statutes, and my civil laws. Are they a chuk or are they a mishpat? The classic way to understand chuk and mishpat is that chuk is a law that we don't understand. It doesn't make sense to us. And a mishpat is a law that we do understand that does make sense to us. And actually, when we look at Chazal, the Chazal sometimes refer to the Arayot as a chuk and sometimes as a mishpat. The Gemara in Yuma refers to it in one way, the Midrashim refers to it in another way, and the question that we want to understand is which one are they? So maybe we could say first that they're both. Maybe some of the laws are a chok, some are a mishpat. Maybe some of them make sense to us, some of them don't make sense to us. Or maybe we could understand that all of the laws of Arayot are a chok and a mishpat. That they both, in some ways they make sense to us, and in some ways they don't make sense to us. Or we could redefine the phrase chuk and mishpat. Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz once spoke about how another way to understand chuk and mishpat is that a chuk is a principle and a mishpat is a law. What's the difference? A law is a law is a law. A law doesn't change whether we're in this generation or another generation, we're in one location or another location. A law is a law is a law. It needs to be followed. As opposed to a chuk is not just a law. A chuk is much deeper than that. A chuk is a principle. Principle isn't just applied. A principle needs to be understood and studied so that it could be applied in different ways and places and generations according to what the principle is about. It's more of a value. And so when we come up to this topic of the Arayot, the Torah is telling us that the Arayot have laws. These are laws that cannot be changed no matter the place or generation. But the Arayot are also a principle, meaning maybe the Torah is teaching us over here not just that these are the laws and these are the red lines, but there's also a principle over here that needs to be studied and understood. Maybe the principle, and this is arguable, maybe the principle is one of separation. Maybe the Torah wants us to understand something deeper over here, and that needs to be applied and studied in different places and different generations, depending on where and when we are. And so as we get into this second half of the Sefer together, our hope though is that we're able to take all of the laws of the second half of the Sefer and bring it in a greater way into our relationships with other people, no matter where we are, no matter when we're living, and that ultimately will affect our relationship with Hashem. The laws of the Arayot specifically begin at the second half of the Sefer, even though it's such a negative topic, for two reasons. Number one, we have a pasuk in Tehillim, Sur Mirav Aseh Tov. Before we could get to the high levels of Kedusha that the second half of the Sefer teach us. We get to the highest of Hasecha Kamuch and Perikitat, the height of Bin Adam, the Chaviro. So before we get to these high, lofty goals, the Torah tells us Sormira v'Asitov. We can't get into all of the Asitov, these levels of Kedusha, if we're still watching that and looking at that and reading about things that are immoral. And so before we move into higher levels, first Sor Mira and then Asitov. And another reason maybe that we begin with the Arayo, even though it seems like such a negative topic, is that the Arayo actually preserve the marriage relationship. And we know that the marriage relationship is the head of Kodesh Kodashim. The husband-wife relationship is the model that we have in Shir HaShirim. Kol HaShirim Kodesh, V'Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodashim, Rabbi Kiva teaches us. And that relationship between the husband and wife is really just the model for our relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Raya really preserve that ultimate Kedusha. And so we actually begin the second half with this highest level of Kedusha. The Arayot preserve that ultimate Kedusha. Yishu Yishu Zachu Shechina Shuyah B'neihem, Chazal tell us that a man and wife, if they conduct themselves in the appropriate way, the Shechina is in between them. The Shechina is Shura over there. And so we begin the second half of the Sefer with this height of Kedusha. And Be'ezrat Hashem, that should bring us to all the other levels of Kedusha that the second half of Sefer V'Yikra will be teaching us. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos.